Ntate Molutsi, are you ready?
Mr. Molutsi, are you ready?
The time is yours.
Nako ke a gago.
Wena o morena. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We may all take our seats. Let me take this time to greet everyone in the wonderful name. La Morena Jesu.
La Christe Jesu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A special greeting to our spiritual parents.
Madume a kgethegileng go ya go batswadi ba rena ba semoa.
And all the pastors and all the leaders in the house.
Le baruti botlhe le baetapele botlhe ba ba.
And everyone who is visiting us. Hallelujah.
Le botlhe ba retetseng.
I have a task that is very difficult this morning. I consider it to be something very, very heavy. Because I'm going to be sharing about my life. I'm going to be sharing about a testimony of what God has done in my life. You know, after I received a message of, you know, being told to come and to present and to say something about what I went through. So many thoughts came into my heart. So many emotions came into my heart. I began to feel as though those things that I went through were happening again. Because every time you recall something, it's as though it's happening at that moment that you are thinking about it. So I was taken aback. So what is that story? That story is about God delivering me. And God saving me out of suicidal thoughts. At some moment in my life, I had lost completely the will to continue to be alive. Because I saw that there was no point. There was no need. Because nothing was coming together in my life. Let me start this story. It doesn't start there, but let me start in 2010. I was still in the world. I was a first year student at university. Doing very well. 2011. I received an award called Golden Key. It was given to the top 15% in a particular department in the university. As a top performer. That was 2011. Now 2012. I could no longer study. There was just a mental block. I could not look at a book for more than 15 minutes. Every time I would open a book, there was a very sharp headache. And also my spine was very aching. All I could do was just lie on my back. And I was asking, why is this happening to me? At the end of the year, I had only passed one module. And mind you, that was my final year. I got excluded from university. They sent me a letter to say, you are no longer welcome to be here. They gave me an option to appeal. Then I wrote an appeal. And I submitted it. They read it. And they said, okay, we are giving you one last chance. 2013, come and complete your studies. I went back. And I thought things are going to get better. They got even worse. I was now not only bothered with headaches, but now I could also not be able to sleep. I could not sleep, Basil, and I would just lie like this the whole night. I would try to sleep. I would just toss and toss on my bed. And every time I would try to study, it was like nothing was going in. It got so bad that this one time I was in campus. We were writing an exam on that day. And I could not find my exam center.
Imagine,
4 years being in the campus, in university. And you still get, I got lost. I went around the whole campus looking for where we were writing. An hour passed. While I was walking. And then I got to this place, I sat down and I cried. I was like, why is this happening to me? Why am I having to go through this thing? And there was no answer. At the end of the year
2013,
I had not passed anything this time. And I knew my fate. That it was over. It was over for me at that university. Now I have to live with this thing. The regret. Feeling like I failed myself. Feeling like I let myself down and my family down. And I also let everyone else who looked up to me. I let them down. And then 2014 came.
2014,
I was at home now full time. Not doing anything. Still going through the dreams, the torturous dreams. Just attacking me. And it got a little better because I was now in the Lord and we were praying. And at one time, when we were praying, I heard a voice saying, offense.
You have won.
You know, if you are my friend on Facebook, my name is Tepo Ofense Mulutsi there. That offense is not on my ID. It's a declaration that I made. Because as I was passing through that storm, so many bad things were happening even around my life. And even around my family. Because I come from a family of extreme destitution. You know, if you wanted an example of poverty, you did not need to look far. You just had to look at us and you would know what poverty looked like. And my going to university, it was a hope. It was just that dream of saying, I can change this situation.
Maybe.
Now that the plane came crumbling down, all my hope was lost. And now I also had a debt to that university. I was owing that university. They sent sheriffs to my house with summonses to come and appear at the Pretoria court. Because I had a debt. I either had to appear at court or go and make arrangements.
At
that moment, you are not even having any form of income. I remember taking a train, going to them, the administration building.
And then
I met with one of the ladies who worked
there. And
I explained my situation to them.
After
I explained my situation,
she
said, I hear
you.
But you still have to make an arrangement to pay at the end of this month.
Starting from the end of this month.
You know, that thing, it broke me. And then I made an arrangement. I said, okay, I will pay 200 rands every month. Not knowing where it was going to come from. And then I told this one friend of mine. And then the person committed to say, I will help you with the
200.
And the person only paid for 3 months. And after that, I don't know what happened. And then there was a judgment upon my name that had to stay for 5 years. Now that meant that I could not get employed anywhere. I would apply for jobs, send my CVs. They would call me in for an interview. And I would kill the interview. The interviewer would say to me,
Are you
sure you only have matric? No, you are lying to me. I said, I only have matric. And then they would say, we will call you. And they never called. The situation got so bad that even my own biological brothers, they started distancing themselves from me. They felt like, you know, I brought this upon myself. And one of them actually said, you see, life gave you an opportunity. You yourself have got your own self to blame. Because you squandered that opportunity. You could have made something out of your life. So from now on, you are on your own. And indeed, I was on my own. I had no one to look to. I had no one to ask for help. Because I'm that person. It's very difficult for me to ask for help, to be vulnerable. Even when I'm in a difficult situation, I will try to hide so that people don't see. So no one noticed that I was going through that. Because I couldn't cry out. You know, but then something happened to me. God began to bring people into my life. To begin to say to me, there is greatness upon your life. I remember meeting Mom Joy for the first time. I will never forget that day. She said to me, do you know that you are destined for greatness? For me, it was just words. I could not receive them. Because of, you know, the depth of everything that you've went through, it was still very heavy upon my heart. So I would hear people saying things to me. But I saw no hope because I could not get employed anywhere. And my situation was not getting better. Now, fast forward to 2017. 2017, I was enrolled at Bible school. And I also got an opportunity to study again. But I had not yet completely healed. I could still not study, you know, as I used to. You know, I was still trying to recover and study. But that time it was a bit better.
And
then the process was still getting slow. At the end of that year, I had passed, but it was not satisfactory. And then I hear at the end of the year that I could no longer get funding again for the following year. You know, that thing, it hit me and reminded me of all the things that happened. And I was sitting and thinking to myself, what is the point? Why should I continue to live? Why should I continue to live? Because there's nothing that is ever going to come out of my life. I'm here trying to pick up the pieces of my life, but nothing is coming together. I'm here just trying to study again, but I'm not able to. I'm no longer funded. And I remember I was staying around Zone 1 at that time. So at that time I was alone. Those thoughts came at me. It's like, it's over,
bruh.
Just do something, just end it.
I went out.
And as I was sitting there, contemplating that, yeah, I can need it, it's over.
And I'm saying, yeah, it's true.
Now, how am I going to end it? So as I was thinking, as how am I going to go about and take my life? I was sitting, in that room and thinking to myself. And there was music playing in the background. That song that played in the background, it made me to stop a bit. And then I remembered something. I was taken to a scripture. It was in the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, may we read verse
4.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, as I'm rounding up. The Bible says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You know, that scripture ministered to me so greatly. All of a sudden, it opened up. The thought that came into me was that, God actually prepared for my life before he could even make the world. God has had thoughts about me and had a destiny for me before he could even make the world. That was a very deep thought for me. And as I continue following in that meditation, it was opened up to me that actually God has a purpose for my life. There is still something to live for.
Hallelujah.
There is still something to look forward to. Because I had my own plans. I wanted to do my own things. I wanted to have my own version of success. And all of it did not work. I only had to look at God now to say, Father, you have plans about me. You prepared things for me. What are those things? And then the search began. I began to really pursue God. You know, at the beginning, it was not because I loved God. It was because I was desperate for an answer. You know, the zeal and the passion that I had for God at that
time,
it was a selfish one because I wanted to get out of my situation. I wanted God to really help me to make sense of my own life. I did not study the Bible because I loved God and I wanted to fellowship with Him. I was studying because I wanted to get answers. The way I was fasting and praying at that time, it was not because I wanted to fellowship with God and to minister to Him. It was for myself. But I knew it was a trap from God. Because when you keep doing something, you begin to develop habits. Now those things stay with you even after you have received your answers. You have now found something about God that says, pursue even more.
If
God is so great, look at how He was able to bring you sanity. Look at how He was able to remove all the fears that you had about your future.
This
God is so great, and He is worthy to be pursued. He is worthy for us to fellowship with Him and to surrender our all unto Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's how it happened. That he began now to lead me into that path of revealing what I would be doing for Him. It's not yet over. I still say, I'm a God story that is unfolding. I'm a God story that is still unfolding. My story is still continuing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With all that said, I would like to offer a prayer to anyone who may be here, who may be feeling that they are stuck, that they have reached a dead end, that they also want to, they are considering to take their own lives. I want to offer a scripture let us read Jeremiah 29 verse
11.
And our prayer will come from there. Our prayer, Jeremiah 29 verse 11. May we have it on the board. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you," says the Lord. "Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope." So God has got plans for all of us. He's got thoughts that He thinks about us. And those thoughts are not of evil, but they are thoughts of peace to give us a future and a hope. So if you are here and you are struggling and you have lost all hope and you feel like you can no longer continue, may you believe with me as we pray. You don't have to raise your hand. Let us close our eyes and pray. Our Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
yes, Lord.
Father God, we come before your throne of grace as your sons in this house, as your children. Father, we come having went through different vicissitudes of life, having passed through the ups and downs of life,
yes,
having
Lord.
Been through a lot that we have come across. But Father, we come.
Oh, yes.
Our eyes are now looking unto you.
Oh, yes.
Where we are, O Lord God, our Father, and we lay our trust upon you, Lord God, our Father. We are asking that may you indeed come through for us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have lost their will to continue to live.
Yes,
those
Lord.
Who are considering to take their own lives. Father, we pray, release your mercies upon them. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we pray that by your Spirit, May you arrest those spirits, O God, our Father, that are speaking and whispering into their ears.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray that may you bring peace into their hearts. May you download peace into their hearts. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we pray. May you help them, O God, our Father, to see that you are indeed on their side.
Yes,
to see
Lord.
That you are indeed with them.
Yes,
to see
Lord.
That you indeed have got plans for their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that they may pursue you, O Lord God, our Father, that they may find you, because you said you will seek me and you will find me only if you seek me with
yes,
your whole
Lord.
Heart. So Father, we pray for their hearts, that
yes.
may their hearts long after you,
yes.
that their hearts look unto you.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Father, we pray that may they receive the answers.
Yes, Lord.
That would help them, O God, our Father, to continue
name.
To look forward into the future. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you, we honor you, and we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think he deserves another round of applause. Given what you've been through, would you recommend Jesus to people?
Obvious.
Would you call him a miracle-working God?
I am a miracle myself.
Okabitsa mudimu mudimu wa mekholo.
A round of applause to Tsepo.
Hallelujah.
It kick up 2 minutes in the next year. I think I have a testimony. But I think somebody who has another big testimony for now, relevant for today, because we are all saying this so that we give God praise and we give God glory. He's not a man of many words. That's why we only gave him 7 minutes. Family, let us welcome Abut Lolo Ngweny. We serve a miracle working God. We serve a miracle working God. We serve a miracle.
We serve a miracle working God.
He's a miracle working God. He's a miracle working God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
greetings, family, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Tsepo, we were discussing why Elian wa mathomo are why ho sa tsene nna kere hey bro, and he was so relaxed. Yo, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Ke tlo bua ka experience yaka. But then we are
now changing gears.
I'm going to talk about my own personal experience. You know, when I was given this topic, I also had to rethink backwards and think about what has happened in my life. How I overcame divorce. This is one of the topics that Lorraine I really beat Tata in the church.
We don't talk about these things a lot in the church.
I was married. And then life happened. And then Mudimu.
And then God.
He's a restoring God.
Let
me not get ahead of myself. Divorce feels like a profound loss. Leaving a deep emptiness and pain that is difficult to explain. If I were to give you my own definition of divorce, I would say,
they take your heart
by the razor
and then they
by sagesag, the razors. And when you think they are done,
how na ganar ba fedite?
But they the needles.
They take, but they the nalata.
But it by tabetan.
Then they by tabetan.
And when you think they are done,
how na ganar ba fedite?
But they pilwela.
They take that heart.
By lati like a mafurang abila.
They go into a hot oil,
boiling oil,
boiling oil.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you think they are done,
and
now take that
heart to the railway lines and the train passes over it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Divorce is painful, bazalwane. Divorce, it is painful. But then there are principles
that worked for me.
One,
Santa.
When I was going through divorce, I had to acknowledge my emotions. Bazalwane,
saints,
it is okay to cry. I'm here to tell you that it's okay to cry. When you read the book of John chapter 11, verse 35, it says Jesus wept.
Even our Lord Jesus Christ wept.
And go Ecclesians.
Go at least.
Iri.
It says,
there's time to cry.
There's that time.
When you cry.
I had my own time of crying.
Bazalwane, do you know Pudi he putsana he batla mayona itsamaya e elabang?
You know how a little goat goes looking for its own mother?
That's how I would cry. Kore ke tla re ke re ka tsama fela. As a child of God, I had to allow myself to cry. Because when I cry,
it is part of healing.
It is part of the process of healing.
For
hallelujah.
Cry.
I cried. I depended on the Holy Spirit. Bazalwane, I would sleep 5 to 11 midnight, before midnight. Kirobalaka 5 to 11.
Kirobalaka 5 to 11. Yeah.
And I guess what?
Nakana fail.
12 o'clock it's weed.
At 12, sets the papam.
Okay, Robert's the whole night.
And it would feel like I'd slept the whole night.
And guess what happens in my mind? I was depressed. I was stressed. But then one thing that I know is that there is a God. I knew that there is a God on my side. I knew that God said he will never leave me nor forsake me. Crying is not a sign of weakness. That's why I say it is okay to cry. Hey, le ambulance yalla.
Even an ambulance yalla.
Mara ya didi mala.
But at some point it's
not.
So that life can continue.
You don't have to cry forever. Because you don't miss the pillar ten naki di
boni. Because miss the good things.
If I cried forever,
I would not be able
to
see.
I
would not be able to see. The ears would block my eyes.
When you're feeling pain,
how you could go to.
It is okay to cry.
But do not cry forever.
Because the Bible allows us
for us to cry.
Jesus cried.
Jesus
he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. He could not spend a minute without God. He
could not handle it.
That's why aliling are eli eli la
masabaktan.
When you are in deep pain,
how will you go to
Bona lela komutimu.
Cry unto God.
Lela mutimu.
Cry unto God.
One of the principles said in Tusiteng.
Engwe mitewele kore helped me.
I seek support from others. I went to those who were going through or who went through what I was going through. You may call it support
group.
I had people that I would talk to who understood what I was going through. It is okay,
bazalwane.
When you are going through that you should go to someone. Seek support. Talk to somebody.
Don't die inside.
It's okay to cry. You know, there are times I would just look at myself in the mirror.
Now, I look at myself mostly morning.
And I
would cry.
After
more, I would preach.
It's
going to be okay.
The tears would
be falling.
I would
say it is going to be well.
Ask me where on anu hezala. What's one smiley? Kitokosi talos.
No.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you're going through pain,
how fit am I to go?
I decided
that
I'm going to lean on my faith.
I would lean on my faith.
Bazalwan, there was a point in time in my life when I was going through divorce. I remember
I was coming from work.
And then Rayako, one of our friends,
we went to Omongwadi Talatarona.
And then Badi Pakile di wine.
They had packed their wines.
And then I got
I said, I today
I'm going to drown my sorrows.
Ah, go now. It's
oh. And that was for the first time.
In a little land.
Kino.
I was drinking.
I finished the whole bottle.
I woke up the following day.
The
problems were still there. It was even more.
I
now have a headache.
And that friend of mine, Abata.
They
dropped
me off at home. I did not even see how I got there.
At least munyakwaka no khono bula and then o shoote gore ba putsi gate ba bula bantatlhela mompete mangkapola ditlhako ba mpea sentle ba shoota. And then the next day,
tsa ile latelang
bona ke betha ke headache engwe.
I had a very huge headache.
Then I realized
ebe ke lemoga.
No,
rawo,
this thing does not help.
Do I to sika sepe?
And the worst of it all,
se se bosula ka sona.
My
friend came and told me all my stories.
And Karabur, Narumo prophet.
I said, are you a prophet?
Hante, negewelela yo. Idi bullets itutut.
I spoke everything.
Then I said to myself, No.
Karinya.
I will
hold on to God.
I will
just hold on to God.
One of the songs ta uti tsiliso are tshwarelela ka kobo ya moja ya kwa Jesu. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ke tshwareleletse ka modimo.
I had to hold on to God.
Psalm 55 verse 22.
Psalm 55 22.
Irene.
It says,
cast your burdens on the Lord and he shall sustain you.
Latlhela merwalo ya gago e tlo go go modimo mmile ena o tla go phidisa.
He shall never permit the righteous to be moved.
Hallelujah. Amen.
When you are going through these emotions, you need to spend time with God.
I'd like to give this example.
If this pulpit,
ha pulpit
ke mo Wi-Fi e leng mo teng,
it is where the Wi-Fi hotspot is.
And then ebe ke start ke move from the pulpit, what will happen?
Pulpit
signal ya khaoga.
I lose the signal.
Signal e tswela pele e khaoga.
Signal is continuing to become poor.
The more signal ya khaoga,
it becomes poor and poor.
But then the minute
me fela
ke move towards
ha ke buela
mo signal le
where the signal is
strong, ke ba connected.
I become connected.
Psalm 91.
Psalm 91. It says,
he who dwell in the shadow of the Most High. Bona, I decided to dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. Hore ke tlolela under the shadow of the Almighty.
Under his shadow.
Peini e ke tlo yupantse ke le motlase ha
hae. Under his shadow.
I did not choose to be the predical son.
Because
a predical son moved away from the father and moved away from the benefits. And if you can read Psalm 91,
you
will all the benefits that you get when you dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. When you go through pain, wanna go under the shadow of the Almighty. When you go through difficult times, go under the shadow
under his shadow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
First Peter chapter 5 verse 7, it cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
Peter wa ntla ire latlala dikgata tsa go tsotlhe mo go yena ka gore yena wa go
khathalla. I realize that I'm in pain, that I'm crying.
Ka lema gore ke mo botlhokong.
But there is a God who cares about me. You need to realize that there is a God that cares for you.
O tla go khathalla.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was difficult, bazalwane.
Go ne go le bokete.
It was painful.
Go ne go le botlhoko.
Kabe ka opela sefela se sereng.
I even sang a hymn that said,
ha botlhoko bo hotlela bo hutuba sheba Jesu. That's what I chose. That's the song that I used to sing. Feeling the pain. I will look
unto Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I had to learn to forgive myself. It takes two to tango. In marriage, it takes two to tango. I had to forgive. I had to forgive myself and forgive my partner then. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And every person that I thought contributed towards the divorce. I had to forgive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I allowed myself to fit through those emotions. Hallelujah. Kasi batlo go dwela in the past, man.
I didn't want to dwell more tsamo tse di fetileng.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 25.
Matthew 6
25.
Iri, therefore,
do not worry.
Uske wa tshwenyega
about your life.
Ka bophelo ba gago.
Iri, do not worry.
Uske wa tshwenyega
about your life.
Ka bophelo ba gago.
There came a point in my life.
I did
not have to worry about my life.
Ke ne ke sa tshwenyega go tshwenya ka bophelo ba me.
Bona ke ne ke setse ka ntlo le bonto mmereko wa fela.
I had a bonded house and I lost my job.
I had loan.
Ke ne ke na le dikoloto.
Mbutsise gore grocery ya ka ne leng.
Ask me what my grocery was.
2 liter Fanta.
2 liter Fanta.
Le loaf white.
And loaf white.
It was difficult.
Ne go le bokete.
Because I serve God.
Ka re ke direla Modimo.
Modimo an serve.
Modimo also served me.
You know, ne ke rumiwa gore kae kae go na le botlhoko tsa mo ministera ko. Ha ke fetse minister ba ntlokomele.
People who take care of me.
And then ha ke boela hai.
When I go back home.
Ke savile 2 slices.
I had 2 slices of bread.
Ke savile. Because kijile ko ketswa.
Oh, I saved the 2 slices of bread because I ate where I came from.
God took care of me.
And
if God can take care of me that way, He can take care of you. Mudimu obile antswara grand, antswara sharp.
The Lord was good to me.
And one of the things that I had to learn was that I need to take care of myself. I'm going through divorce, therefore get up.
I did not say I'm going through a divorce, but I'm not going to wash anymore. I'm
not
going to smell good.
It does not mean when you're going through challenges, alright.
I wonder when you're passing through challenges, you must not take care of yourself.
Eat healthy.
Exercise.
Hallelujah. I took a 6 or 5. And find healthy. I had to find healthy coping mechanism. When I married my wife, she was surprised. Okrele, the hunting guns said in Chiro Kontrum. I used to hunt. But and those bow and arrow sellers, they are very expensive. I would shoot a one. It's a mire. He shoot a harp, he miss. But it helped me to cope. It helped me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was into seeds. Find coping mechanism. Mara, Oscar Zama, Ella, and get it or get tetezelene.
Don't try that
because
one.
That one did not help. Hallelujah.
Amen. The last one.
Don't give up on love.
I'm Ask me.
Ke party ele ke filang ka re phagama mgwami ba kbone. Ke that part o ka re phagama mgwami ba kbone. God restored me. God restored my life. I am happy. I am married again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Phagama mgwami ba kbone. Phagama mgwami. Phagama mgwami ba kbone. He is a God that restores. I did not have to give up on love. I believe for the rato lete, man. I believe for honal okan tata.
I believe
for honal onka murata.
I believe there's somebody that I can love.
I'm with man's heart and said,
hey God,
I'm with man's heart all right.
God really been good to me.
God is able to restore. Hallelujah. One of the scriptures that helped me, I'm going to read two scriptures so that we can pray. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 and 27.
By Ephesians chapter 4, 26 and 27.
Rebala from Message version.
Message.
Go ahead and be angry.
Ere Khalifa.
Ow, Bazalani, we are allowed to be angry. But utla ring. You do well to be angry. But do not use your anger to fuel for revenge. I did not have to revenge to anyone. Because the Bible says, do not allow your anger. Divorce can be messy.
There's something that you used to love.
And the other party,
and it's that thing that they want.
And then you have to rebuild that pain, that anger. I had to read the scripture and said,
"Kina kasona kubisa lo kalo lebeker." I'm not going to remain angry.
I won't allow myself to go to bed.
I will not.
Bazolan, these are the realities that we pass through.
I touched here and
if
then.
I can go deeper, some of you,
you'd be crying.
Acts chapter 16, verse 25. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. Immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were loosed. If you can remember, Paul and Silas, this woman, these guys, this woman,
if you remember well, Paul and Silas, they prayed for that girl who was possessed and who was a diviner.
Yeah, thank you. And then, I think it's Paul or Silas. Omwana wa bona aba annoyed.
Paul, I mean, atineha.
Arai man.
Said no.
You spirit, come out.
Arwena moya itwa.
And moyola watswa.
And that spirit.
And they were accused. For sebasi dirile.
Because of what they had.
Batopa apa. They
then even added onto that.
But then Paul and Silas.
Paul and Silas.
But betiwa.
They were beaten.
But inyo akotronko.
And they were imprisoned.
And Paul and Silas ba bofiwa le maoto ba bofa.
Paul and Silas ba bofiwa matsogo le maoto.
But one thing that I love about Paul and Silas. Azanga ba tifilela pity.
They never ba ikutlwa botlhoko.
They did not pity themselves.
Ba ikutlwa botlhoko.
They started praising their God. They started praying. Ba rapela mo hare ha bosigo. Ha pain e o itla.
Worship
Amudimu Wahao. Pray unto your God. Paul and Silas in that midst of that pain. They decided to praise and worship their God because they knew their God. Oh, that the chains were broken. Psalm 147.
We are praying.
This is one of the scriptures that we sang. We need them. Hallelujah. Psalm 147, verse 3. It says, He heals the broken heart and binds up their wounds. Hey, what for this? He restored my life. The only thing that you need to do is to dwell under the shade. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe you are there. You are saying,
I'm heartbroken.
Maybe you are saying, I'm going through this difficult. What you are talking about, currently.
Means what, so what I'm passing through when I know.
I want us to pray for you. I want us just to help
May we all pray together as the church.
And say, oh God, those who are broken hearted,
may you mend them.
Let us pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Modimo aka o modimo ya fodisa ke go bone mo bophelong ba ka Jehova ke fitile modimo aka mo buimeng. You were there for me, oh God. Your word says that you will never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. I pray for those who are going through modimo aka their difficult times. I pray, Father, that may you heal them, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that may you heal their broken hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, moya o halalelang ke a rapela Jehovah hore fitlhela dipelo tse di gobetsegileng, fitlhela dipelo tse di utlwileng botlhoko ka lebitso le le matla la morena Jesu Kristo Nazareth. I pray that, oh God, that you have mercy according to your unfailing love. I pray, oh God, that you have mercy upon their lives in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bralolo, sorry for saying. Before you go, I want to emphasize, he's married again. It is because of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Not only married to a beautiful wife.
Now, he is restored. He has food to eat and an income because of Jesus.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are still wondering, when is your time coming? Your time is here. But today, I want us to give God praise. If I was shown, I would play on the bass.
Yes.
Ah, Gavana Brabless is doing something. Jesus! Who gives you power? Who gives you power? Who gives you joy? Who restores your life? Jesus! Jesus! Why am I saying we should get ready to praise the Lord? It is because today we are privileged as Grace Kingdom Community Center to have a brother who's a minister in song amongst us. If you looked around, I think this one I can confidently say that he needs no introduction, because his latest album, Tswarela, was recorded right here. So, if you are still wearing some uncomfortable shoes, put them on the side. If you feel like something is too tight, move it away. If you feel like your neighbor is too close, you can come stand here as we continue to give God glory. Hallelujah. So this time we are going to welcome, I'm not going to talk a lot about him. We know about his journey from Tshwane Gospel Choir. But let me say, brothers and sisters, let us take this time and welcome Tidi Chauke. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. Amen. I greet you all. Kalbiso lam rena Jesu. Amen. Yo, hi, ke mamo, getting mixed feelings, emotions, because a lot of things has happened. Kene ke le mo this platform. I'm so much happy, and then like the testimony they also diang khopotsa mo ke le moteng no ka reng ka lla bazalwane ke ditsimola, because a lot of things di le da tsa hala ka di 11 tsa June. So ele tlo bala re I'm a prodigal son. I mean, since last year go ona ke tlang happy. But all I can say, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. And this is the project that has come out in Wesley Live from Grace Kingdom Community Center in Harankua. This is where I recorded this album, Bazalwane. Let me take this, only 2 minutes. I just want to tell you this. Thank you for the testimony, Sigurd Willing. They encouraged me. It helps me. Actually, we had a discussion with some of the brothers. Thank you. Bako Kereking. They said, Mara Modimo ha sa bua go tshwana kana le peleng. Then I said, nothing has changed. Modimo santsena a bua. Ke rona re thotse. Modimo o phela mo di testimony bazalwane. Ga o paka ka bogolo ba Modimo, you will see khalalelo ya hae mo go wena mzalwane. Keep on testifying about God. The Bible e re o na le morwa, o na le bopaki. So the reason o re Modimo thotse is because of o thotse. You are no longer testifying about ntshotse Modimo o etseditseng tsona mo bophelong. On the 10th, a day before the recording, the 10th, it's June, it was on Friday. Mama waka o ile a nkuwa ke ambulance. A ya sepetlele. Now I'm expecting her ka o sane gore a be mo. La nkutlwisisa bazalwane. Then what happened? We continued recording, then we had a great recording. Bana ba le teng mo recording ba tla bolela gore even le ka letsatsi leo we struggled ka electricity. Motlakase o le teng mara main switch o gana go tsoga. Ko re ipotsise gore mara challenges tse so di tlha di le ko kaetse. Can Modimo was teaching me something. I didn't know yet until matsatsi a supileng ha seno a feta. I was so happy bazalwane ka recording Sunday, Monday ke bua ka recording on social media re bua go re bile le a great time go Grace. Then on Friday my mom died. It was like, yes, how this thing can happen, Mara? Then something came into my spirit, Hore. Your mom was supposed to depart on that day, but she was able to kept her breath for you, Horopa, ofitise, a recording ya hao. Now, about to disturb. Instead of kibe angry, then what la tori so mopelo nyak? Kera will testify about it. Wabana Modimo, the more testify, ke motla bona bogolo ba hae. Rata social media bazalwa. Leo le mo Facebook just testify. Testify ka Modimo bolela ntwe Modimo o etse di seng yona. Tloelo bolela ka Sundown so ba jail ra itse. So I'm sorry my Sundowns. So bazalwane, I really appreciate you be here Moruti. God is so great. Ke tshwere album tse ithumo. No, ke tshwere album di teng ka mola. Please just support me and then le reke bazalwane ke. So ke tlo kopela ke tlo tsameka pina e re ntshwarella e leng gore I first sang that song mo. I composed the song by myself. I'm not a songwriter. Actually, I was not a songwriter before ke kry an opportunity from Royal Funerals, but we have cash for you. We want you to record an album. God, this is ke matla Modimo bazalwane. Then, Karmudimu, I have money to record, but I don't have songs. I still remember it's 2 o'clock a.m. every 2 o'clock a.m. to praise in Mudimu. I don't have songs. It just came as somebody is singing it into my ears. It's the actually it's the first track here. I guess about the introduction. I want to teach you that song today. So the Bible says when you go and meet an important person, don't go there empty-handed. You know that? Yes. Hallelujah. So this is for Mama Le Daddy. This is for you. You don't have to buy it, really. Ngafila. Ever believe that? Yes, that's the song. Wait. This is for Daddy and Mommy. This is my present from me to you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you. And this one, kya motho a birthday anka tsheko. Kopala tle kwa no a birthday anka tsheko ke ya hai. Okay. Sheba. Can we sing happy birthday for Tuesday? Happy birthday to you. And Baba, you're going to buy the album again? Yeah. Thank you so much. I think I have only a few copies. There are 1,000. 2,222 is fine. I get. Kaizur Kolisa Lena Bakachuku. I did say any CD, ne? Kupelo Rekelo is an NCD. Oscar Rana Kula, I said any CD. By the way, Kemo Social Barking online, Otlotol Happy Music Wakane, Spotify, everywhere, ne? Please. Subscribe to my YouTube. Whatever how subscribe to my YouTube channel, Mzalwan. Honali something say long horse clothes and ayana, Mzalwan. Amen. Send the Yana Euba Zalon. Nahana fella limpadi sent the Wotekam, Isali sent. Halimpadi ranta, but Isali ranta. Imagine a limpidi ranta gum. Haku Kupella limpadi ranta with Labakuni Pidi Samson. Hallelujah. Ay, Ergaska will let Mzalon. This is a simple song. Illa Lelene. And then Hanse Ayes, I get to Mukupor, I tell Senyana, reshape life, ne? You have to listen to the song. I will just mime it for maybe about 2 to 3 minutes. Actually, Haker, why tell sir? My BV is reshape, ne? Thank you. Let's go. It took me long, Salwan. Jawa kubo ya Jesu tswarela ngwana murena uto bona ntotsa hao ditlo go lokela tswarela tswarela ka mo jawa kubo ya Jesu tswarela ngwana murena uto bona ntotsa hao ditlo go lokela tswarela tswarela ngwana murena tswarela tswarela ntotsa hao ditlo go lokela tswarela tswarela ngwana murena wa Jesu o tlo bona wena ntotsa hao ditlo go lokela ka re tswarela mabele ai matsatsing a re phelang go wona
go batlega Jesu matsatsing a re phela go bona go batlega modimo tswarella 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 are are sabeng matsatsing a re phela go bona go batlega Jesu matsatsing a re phela go bona go batlega modimo tswarella tswarella hey tswarella hey matsatsing a re phela go bona go batlega Jesu go batlega Jesu go batlega Jesu tswarella Swarella, Swarella, Matsatsing a re phela go bona,
Matsatsing a re phela go
batlega Jesu,
go batlega
Jesu,
go batlega
modimo, Swarella,
Swarella,
yeah, Swarella, yeah, Matsatsing a re phela go bona. Who Swarella, hey, Swarella, yeah, Swarella, yeah, matatinga ripila kuona, umatenga Jesu, umatenga modimo, Swarella, hey, Swarella. Jehova, Ria Soka, how na ya tswana ngli wena, ri utlwala bohloko, eh matsatsing a ri phela go bona, go batlega Jesu, go batlega Jesu, go batlega Jesu, tswarela, eh tswarela, eh tswarela. For the last time, yeah, matsatsing a re phela go bona, go batlega Jesu, Jehova, re a tsoka, tswarela, tswarela, man, hey, tswarella, hey, hey, matsatsing a re phelang go bona, go batlega, matsatsing a, hey, go batlega, ay, sure. Lapwahleli khona kunesimanga ebukhoneni bakhe kunenjabulo
One more time.
Lapwahleli unenjabulo igama lakhe igama lakhe ngiyamazi lapho unesima ebukhoneni bakhe unenjabulo igama lakhe igama lakhe ngiyamazi umhlengi wakhe lapho unesimanga ebukhoneni bakhe unenjabulo igama lakhe igama lakhe ngiyamazi yena umhlengi wami lapho kunesimanga ebukhoneni bakhe kunenjabulo igama lakhe igama lakhe ngiyamazi yena umhlengi wami ngiyamazi yena umhlengi wami akalali yena akawosheli angeka sithene ngeka sithene kuse kube phakathi ngiyamazi yena umhlengi wami akalali yena akawosheli ngeka sithele Ngeke asithele Ngeke asithele umhlengi wami akalali yena akawosheli ngeka sithele uhlala nawe Gizolibonga elakho igama akikubamba ngamango kirama
rbitse wena sho ke ya le utlwa le sho sho ho na
We appreciate your presence. We appreciate your love. We appreciate your grace. We love you, Lord. And there is no one who is like you. We wouldn't have a meeting like this one without you being present, Heavenly God. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing one song, then I sit down, Bazalwane. Hallelujah. Akabale di briki, Bazalwane. Iso mongare. So, Bazalwane, I really appreciate Mama Machaukemo. I took it from So no one knows Lime Hill. So I really appreciate her, Bazalwane, ka mothola koho ko Lime Hill, Bazalwane. So I think ke na le boma, ena ke tsena go kana kang kana. Bazalwane. Eh, mara tsho yitse gore ha di COVID-19 ene tla, nna ne se ke nyetse. Mara gore neng Bazalwane, ke bona ba ba ditse, wa bona. Ba Bazalwane ga go kopela le tlan tshwarela mo. Mara bona ke bona ba ditse, ke bona ba tshwarang tayari gore mo ra celebrate. Ka itse ka di 16 tsa December ke celebration. And I really appreciate her. We learned her. Le mama ka ile has no arrobala. We learned her, Bazalwane. Thank you so much. The last song, let's.
Si dule sin tweni, esi shima, jalo. Siya ngoba It is sizules in 20 Esinsima Jalo Siya sizules in 20 Esinsima Jalo Chalo, 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 chalo.
another round of applause.
Hallelujah.
But the maker of the universe deserves praises. He is Jesus, the King of Kings. He is the Alpha and Omega. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Hallelujah.
He's the one who protects us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's
why we will shout and give him praise.
Amen.
But maybe we have one more testimony. Abut Kabelo, are you ready?
Abut Kabelo,
he's ready. A round of applause as we welcome Abut Kabelo to
come
and give his testimony. Hallelujah!
Simple as in 20.
Simple as in 20.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Amen!
Jesu ke le supa bazalwane. Jesu ke le supa la masupa bazalwane. Bobo tle rena le story. Ano ka renga na story, amen. Hey, bazalwane. Itsatsila ka cheko ke letsatsile lo ho.
This is a very big day.
It's a great thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
It's a great thing,
Pastor Luan. We normally think about things in terms of
we must pray about them.
But even for what we think is little that God has done for us, we need to thank him for that. And when we thank him for that, he does greater things for us.
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Na ki kupela fela bralolo ka wooden mic here face. Before I tell my story. Big man Muluti. I want to say to you, my guy, you are a Northern Star. You are an emblem of stability and permanence. And in your lifetime, many will look unto you and find a bearing for their lives. Just like seafarers of old time, they used to look for their bearing, Balibelete and Northern Star. Many will go through this life, and they will look at you. They will look at the quality of your life, and they will find a bearing for their lives, my guy. Testimony,
my testimony is very short.
Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you the story of how I got saved. And how my mother got saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was saved in 1999. I was just a kid. Both my parents had abandoned me and my siblings. And I'm the last born in the family. The eldest, who is the firstborn, he was in high school at the time. And we were just children in
jail.
Who were left alone to fend for themselves.
Just to live.
I know Halin Tibelete Gache look inside the verse.
I know when you're looking at me today when I'm preaching. You think I'm a good brother.
But back then, for us to survive, I used to steal Bazalwane. I was a thief. And
even when I'm sitting here looking.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, in order for us to survive, I used to steal. Me and my brothers, we used to steal. And then my eldest brother, to do something for Reje because the responsibility moyena.
He nabata fela gore re khone go phela ka gore maikarabelo a otlhe na le mo go ene.
He became what we call in the township Snayman.
One anna Snayman.
He used to sell wheat zol.
A rekisa dipatse.
And I used to help him in that regard.
Na ke mothusa ka seo.
I used to do that 9, 10, 11 years old. I was into so. That.
Kili ke na le 9, 10, 11 years.
Ka itsa le ntebeletse, you don't think dilo tse di teng ba tsalwa. But that's where I come from.
Me ke mo ke tswang teng.
I come from austere poverty.
Ke tswa mo gare ga botlhoki bo botseneletseng.
I come from the kind of poverty that people used to mock us.
Ke tswa mo botlhoki bo ene gore batho ne ba re lebella ba re nyefola.
Austere poverty.
Botlhoki bo botseneletseng.
Four children left alone.
Bana ba le bane ba tlogetse ba le
to find their way through life.
Gore wena bona ba iponne bophelo.
By themselves.
Ka bo bona.
Distant relatives not helping.
Ba losika ba kwa khakala ba sa thusi.
Nearby relatives not helping.
Le ba ba leng mo gaufi ba sa thusi ka sepe.
All by ourselves.
Rona re ikemetse fela.
To find a way through this life.
Gore re kgone go phela mo bophelong.
So around 1999.
So ka 1999.
Mam Khutwane, Pastor Azania Khutwane, the sensei cell leader by that time.
Pastor Azania Khutwane ne le cell leader ka nako eo.
Somebody told her, "Hore hona le bana ba bang ka line ya rena."
O mongwe na molela gore ka line ya rena there are other children.
They have no one to take care of them.
Ga bana motlhokomedi.
Ba utlwisa botlhoko.
They are very, very.
Amen. So, Mam Khutwane as the cell leader at the time.
Mam Khutwane ya ka cell leader ka nako eo.
A kopantsa cell ya hae.
She brought together her cell.
Amen. Aba botsa story se ba mmoditseng sono rona hona le family engwe botsa.
She told them the story that she received that there is a family just down the road.
A destitute family.
Family le gore yona ya tlhoka.
Let's do something about the situation.
A dileng sengwe ka maemo ao.
And then as a cell.
Ya ka cell.
Ba kopantsa ka mkhoba kopantsa.
They put together what they could.
And then I come from austere poverty bazalwane.
Bani ke tswa ba botlhoki bo botseneletseng bazalwane.
Ha ke jile borotho ka skambeleng.
When I ate borotho ka starch water.
Ke jile.
That's how that's
and then if lure there's something extra mo di mare le di tseng yona.
If ona le se seng gape se se fetang mo go di mo ga seo.
Ke here 25 bob ya drink o pop.
Here 25 bob fa ile ya go raka sweet 8.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was rough bazalwane.
Go ne go le thata.
And so Mam Khutwane a kopantsa cell ya hae.
Mam Khutwane brought together her cell members
and then they bought us groceries.
Me ba rekela grocery.
Now when you grow up in austere poverty,
wena ga gola yanong bo botlhoki bo botseneletseng,
certain things that other people see as common,
dilo tsa batho ba bonang di tlwaelegile,
for wena ke luxury,
to you ke dilo tse dikgolo.
And then I got home one day,
ka fitla gae tsatsi le lengwe,
ka kry-a cheese le french go fridge.
I found cheese and french in the fridge.
Ka ra fridge ya se ya mo hae.
Ka ra wa this is not
na re tlwaetse metsi le eie.
Yeah, I'm used to water in and onion.
She's in the French. Rachachambisa matatinyana. And then Bamputa Barano, who tile also mongwe mo artiseta groceries.
And then they told me where some woman came here and brought us groceries.
By that time, we used to do involuntary fast.
Kana go tseo, a one re fasta kantle le boiketela.
No fast ngwa no mo fasting a we to mo fasting
o fasta o se a we or wa fasta
ke magetse ke pulusiwa ba ra fasta ke re ke ba ra o jike ro tla ke tswa go hallelujah
amen
so wa chacha misi wa bazalwane
we are frying
get now e pakile cheese le french mo borotho wa bazalwane for buswili. And then one day
me ka tsatsi le lengwe
ka re ke bua bolong hap
when I was coming back from playing soccer
ka krea diaparo tse mpya.
I found new clothes.
By that time I had not worn new clothes in a very long time.
Kana go ne ke sna shingi ke ya ke khakholi kana go etelle
in a very long time
ba mo morao ga nako etelle
di pijama ke di tsika ba zalwane.
I only know PJs through ba zalwane.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Na re ita tlhela mo betheng ka mochokonizer. Ba sa lone ba nrekela di pijama. Ba nrekela di pijama tsa goofy.
Di pijama tsa goofy.
Hallelujah. And then ba mpotsa ba re.
They told me.
Hona le bese tlo feta mo ka Sunday.
There's a bus that passes here on every Sunday.
Re ya kreke.
We are going to church.
Aka botsa pa sa le special.
I didn't ask many things.
Sunday bus increase ke yemetse go bus stop.
On Sunday when the bus came, I was already there.
Hamutu. Hamutu ka botsa a rumpuletse verse gore ke pulusiwe.
If somebody told you that they preached to me for me to be born again,
they
would be lying to you.
Na ba ntshwere ka bait mo tumelong.
Na ba ntheisitse ba ntshwere ka serang.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I got saved. Me and three, four gone through. Only one didn't get saved. Our eldest brother didn't get saved at the time. And then all three of us, we were cell leaders mo
kerekeng.
Two were zone supervisors mo
kerekeng. Zone supervisor.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mudimu has always been making a way for us.
Mudimu ntsa a dira tsela for rona.
Hallelujah. And then of the four of us, we are abandoned.
Mo boneng bo rena bone re tlogetswe.
Three nalde degree, one who busy got masters, one who busy got honors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then my mom came back into our lives. Around 2004. And she came and she said some words that Lanky is here. I can move to I give you Melifel, that's what I mean. Hallelujah. And she said to me,
I'm no longer going. I'm no longer going to
leave. I said, we'll put this to the test. I've seen this movie before. Hallelujah. And she never left.
Me asked
until she passed on. She never and she said to us,
I'm going to look for your father.
We didn't know where our father was. It's not like on Nebbia where you can just call people. Back then there was no cell phones, nothing.
She went looking for him and she found him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do right by your children.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Mamaka, before she passed on.
My mom, before I tlokofala.
I
fear the God of Aus Azania. This God has raised my children.
And
my mom also got born again without a preacher. My mom was a sangoma.
Hallelujah. Answer Mudimu Levadimu, get a call, like a Vadimu. Rebarga Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
My mom passed on ka 2011.
Mama una tlokofala ka 2011.
The 4th of September 2011.
Ka di 4th of September 2011.
It was on a Sunday.
Ine le Sontaga.
Hallelujah. Amen. Awu sazania mamkutwana nsendela text ne ksa le sekolong.
Mamkutwana ona nthumela molaetsa. I was still at school.
Are wake up and pray.
Are tsoga o rapela.
And I knew Hans and Della textel or something is not right. Conclude.
Ke ititse fela ntumela molaetsa lo ka ra gona se sa siamang ko gae.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then afterwards Hans and Della textel mamotsa mail.
After more and romela molaetsa gore my mom has departed.
But this is how my mother got saved.
Me ka mo mama ka mo katsele mama wa police nga yona ke.
The first Sunday year 2011.
Sontaga santla ka 2011.
After church.
Morao ga tirelo.
Ha ke fitla ko ntlo.
When I got home.
Mama ka mpotsa re kabelo ke batlo inela mo Jesu wa ha.
Mom said, Kabelo, I want to give myself to your Jesus.
Ha ke lebelletse how you came to be.
Ha ke lebella just gore o tlile yang gore o nne ka mkholeng ka teng.
With everything that you guys went through.
Ka tsotlhe tse le fitile mo gare ga tsona.
And you turned out like this.
Me la naso.
Modimo le mosalam morao ke
batlo. The God you are following, I want to follow that God.
So kamu so sure?
I asked her, are you sure?
Ara, I'm sure.
She said, yes, I'm sure.
Got at least a toolbox here. I'm for toolbox here.
She gave me back here.
And then
we went to the bushes.
I had
and his friend.
If we know Lamo Jesus, that means when I little like how hard. Are you sure? Are you sure? Okay. Can some matches?
We took out the matches.
Karichuma.
And I burned them.
Kamotakarakilo rappel.
I said, I'm not going to pray for you. You with your own mouth. You are going to confess and say, Jesus, I take you.
And as toolbox high issue.
As the bag was burning.
She
lifted her eyes and said, Jesus, I give myself to you.
With no preaching. By just looking at the quality of life that people are living.
Ka go lebella fela bophelo bo bana ba gae bana ba bophela.
The only regret I have.
Se ke itswalang sona fela.
Is that for the whole year ya 2011.
Ke gore ngwa ga o wa 2011 o hotle.
Before she passed on.
Pele a tlokofala.
She used to say to me.
Kuna a tholantha a re.
She would call me ke loko sekolong.
She would answer phone la ke loko sekolong.
When
are we going to the mountain to pray?
And I'd keep on postponing. Until she passed on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Testimony, there's nothing special about it.
The
special thing is Jesus Christ. A special thing is Jesus Christ.
Wa ketegileng ke Jesu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesu areng.
What does Jesus say?
Acts chapter 10.
Ditiro 10.
Verse 37.
Temane abo 37.
I know of a truth.
Are ke itse nnete.
That God is no respecter of persons.
Gore modimo ena ga ga a siem.
God is no respecter of persons.
Modimo ga a tlotle motho.
But what he can do for me, he can do for anyone.
Sa ka ngirelang sona ka se direla mongwe mang le mang.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God saves us,
ha modimo a re pholosa,
what he has in mind
is
my whole family.
Oh, ke lapela me le lotlhe.
What God has in mind when he saves you,
ha modimo se modimo a se nagana ga go pholosa,
is your whole family.
O nagane lapela ga go lotlhe.
Modimo a batle wena fela go le godimo.
He's not only looking for you in heaven.
O batla family ya hao
yo. He wants your entire family.
And you know, with your family, it's different.
How na la palaga o kwa go farologane?
Because batho ba ngo ka ba rerela pholoso.
Because other people you can preach,
they don't know the quality of your life.
Bona ga ba itse go phela yang, bophelo ba ga bontsi yang.
Go heno ba o itse.
Your family knows you.
They know everything about you.
Ba itse tsotlhe ka ga wena.
They know your weaknesses.
Ba itse mako wa gago.
They know your temper.
Ba itse le gore o fela pelo.
Reaching out to them.
How wena o fitla mo go bona?
You can't fake it.
O ka se buimaka.
Go strateng you can fake wa quote a verse. People don't know you, they can only listen to the verse.
Go strateng you can wa quote a lentse temana fela mara ba yo ba go itse.
But montlung ba shebile life ya hao.
But in the household they are looking at your life.
Is your life consistent with what you are saying?
A bo pele ba go botsamisa le se go se buang.
A kitse wa ke fitlile mo ba tsalwa. But I think the point I'm getting across is this.
Men tla ke tlisang ke e.
We will reach our families when we start minding the quality of our lives. Like in my family, they know. Extended family, immediate family, whatever. They know
where I am.
Even I don't get invited.
Abantu
leads. And they don't even say I'll contribute or something.
Abantu kupelele chelete.
They know where I stand.
Ba itse gore ke eme kae.
But what God can do for one, he can do for all.
Mse bodima khona go sidirela mongwe ga sidirela ba botle.
If God could save my mom.
Ha modima khona go pholosa mme wa me.
God will save my whole family.
Modima o tla pholosa lapala me le lotlhe.
akitse wena go le godimo ntle bo le byang but nna tlebe le nna le family ya ka mo if lo rwa no tsama o le one ko wena mo
if you choose to go alone it's on you
nna le family ya ka
me and my family
my father will be there
ntato wa metle ba le ko
mme wa ko sentse re emetse.
My mama is waiting for us.
My brothers will be there. My sister will be there. Because when God saves people, and when God calls people, He calls the whole family. He saves the whole family.
What I want to put across
here,
God is great.
He'll come through in your family. And he will come through for your family. The way he came through for me and my family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I would want
us to make tapelo e khutswane.
And the prayer is this.
Tapelo ke e.
God save my family.
Modimo pholosa lapa la.
God save my family.
Modimo pholosa lapa la.
Even those ones ba reng ke di black sheep.
There
is nothing too hard for you,
O God.
Save them.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Everlasting Father, we pray. There is nothing too hard for you, my Father. Are you not God, my Father? Are you not God, my Father, of infinite potential and limitless possibilities? Are you not God, O great God Almighty? It's a small thing for you, O God, to turn the heart of a person to you. In your word you have said, my Father, the heart of a king like streams of water is in your hands, and you turn it wherever you choose to turn it to. We pray for our families, my Father, this morning, and say, turn their hearts to you, O God. And say, turn their hearts to you, my Father. And say, turn their hearts, O God, to the love of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare, my Father, that the enemy will not have the final say over our families. We declare, my Father, in the name of Jesus, that the enemy, O God, will not have the final stroke over our families. We declare that victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Jesus, O God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families. And let the blood speak mercy. And let the blood speak mercy, O God. And let the blood speak mercy, O God. And let the blood speak mercy, my Father. In your word you have said, mercy triumphs over judgment. O God, let your mercy speak on our behalf. Let your mercy speak on our behalf. Let your mercy speak on our behalf. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may be here in our midst
today.
And you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You don't know this lifter of men. You don't know this defender of men. You don't know the great king. You may be passing through some things. And as we're hearing testimony after testimony, your heart aches in you. And say, why won't this God come through for me? Like he's coming through for the others. I'm here to tell you today.
Surrender to him.
All things work together for good. Not for everyone. But for those who are called according to his purpose. And those who love him. And then when you do that, he's able to turn everything in your life in your house into an advantage. With God, you never lose. The game is rigged in your favor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are here
and you want to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, may I see you by raising your hand.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is there anyone?
If there's no one, may the Lord bless you.
I think he deserves another round of applause. Hallelujah. E sentse le Jesu ga re mo mixe le sepe mo gae. Re tsa Jesu ya ka ali Jesu. Amen. Okay, I'm going to repeat it again. Ke utlile amen o ka re ya sokol. Ke Jesu Kriste ga re mo mixe le sepe. Amen.
Amen.
Ai. We thank God.
Re leba ha Modimo.
Re nna next year 2 minutes ke go ba testing.
Next year ke nna le 2 minutes.
So our time has come to praise the Lord and offer unto him.
Nako ya gona nong ke gore re leboge Modimo re nele ka tse di tshwaragang.
Let us welcome Moruti Lindima Donsela.
Are amogele Moruti Lindima Donsela. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We bless the Lord. Amen. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. He is Ebenezer. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to be bringing our offering unto the Lord. As we give him thanks, we also give him thanks with our offerings and our tithes. Can you go to the book of Exodus
35?
We are going to read from verses 20 and 21. I'm going to read from the NLT version. When you start with it from verse 4, it's God speaking to Moses, instructing him of the offerings that needed to be brought into the tabernacle. Then Moses went and spoke to the children of
Israel.
Then after he spoke to them, in verse
20,
it reads as follows. So the whole community of Israel left Moses and returned to their tents. Verse 21. All whose hearts were stirred and whose spirit were moved came and brought their sacred offerings to the Lord. They brought all the materials needed for the tabernacle, for the performance of its rituals, and for the sacred garments. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God says, after they received the message of the Lord from Moses, they went back to their tents. But God now tells us about the specific ones who came back to bring the offerings. God says it is those whose hearts were stirred up, or whose spirits were stirred up. It is also those who were willing to give. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just a few things before we're going to give our tithes and our offerings, just I want to share with you when it comes to giving. When we come to give unto the Lord, our giving must be influenced by the word. They received the word. They meditated on the word. They were able to respond as the word required. The second thing, when it comes to giving, we give out of the grace that God has given us. God understands our different circumstances. And despite our circumstances, he still releases grace through his word for us to give. The third thing, when we give, we need
inspiration
of the Holy Spirit.
Because
the Holy Spirit makes us to keep focus unto the Lord. Not on our emotions. Not on our circumstances. Because God knows what we need. And in Matthew 6 verse 11, as Jesus Christ taught the disciples to pray, part of the prayer was that God give us our daily bread. So as we give unto the Lord the daily bread, God will continue to provide. If it's food, He will provide food. If it's clothing, He will provide clothing. If it's taking care of the different areas of your life, He will do that. Because He provides the daily bread. So as we are going to be giving our tithes and our offerings, those that need to use the speed point, there are ushers moving around, just wave your hand. They will assist you. And then we're just going to make a short prayer. And the prayer is that God increase me in the grace of giving. As we go in the different areas, this is also an area that God needs to help us to grow. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, in the blessed name of Jesus, Father God, under this atmosphere of thanksgiving, in honor of your name, in honor of who you are, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we come before you, O God, as a family, praying, Father God, for the grace to increase when it comes to the area of giving. Giving out of hearts that are stirred by your word. Giving out of hearts that are willing, hearts that have been in agreement with your word, O God. And Father, as we do this, we know that you will never forsake anyone, that you will never abandon anyone, but that you are God who takes care of us, O God. The Father who said we must not worry, because when you look at the birds, when you look at the lilies, you demonstrate unto us that you take care of us, O God. May we believe and trust in your word as we receive the grace and abundance of it in the blessed mighty name of Jesus. And we all say, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, usiqinile kwaze kwabala wonkosu Jesu. Hey, 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 usiqinile kwaze kwabala usiqinile.